afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here with Nick Erasmus, who's on Zoom with me, and he's an instrument scientist at the South African Astronomical Observatory. And the reason we're talking is because from the 5th to the 9th of May in Stellenbosch, there's going to be a conference which he's very interested in. And this is the International Academy of Astronautics. It's their 9th Planetary Defence Conference. Now, this isn't about any kind of military defence that you may think of. This is defending the planet from asteroids. So good afternoon, Nick.
Hi there, how's it going?
So now you are, you're not just any old instrument scientist. You specialise in looking at near-Earth objects. And these are asteroids, in other words, mostly. And you're interested in detecting them. But it's not a simple business, is it?
No, not at all. You basically have to be covering the entire sky all the time to be spotting these dangerous asteroids. And so we have networks of telescopes doing that all over the world all the time.
And are you actually part of the ATLAS project, which is here in South Africa?
Yeah, there are quite a few networks doing this. So one of them is the ATLAS project. So this is a network of four telescopes, the two original ones located in Hawaii. So it's funded by NASA and developed by the University of Hawaii. And as I mentioned, you want to be watching all over the sky. So you want to watch both the northern and the southern hemisphere and also in different time zones. And so after the success of the two Hawaiian telescopes, the obvious next step was to expand the network to other parts of the globe. And so South Africa and Chile were identified as two key locations, both because they're in the southern hemisphere and different time zones. In fact, South Africa is ideally located because it's pretty much antipodal to Hawaii. And so in 2020, I believe, they installed the third and fourth two telescopes from to expand the ATLAS network.
Right. And it's not just about detecting them. I know this conference is a whole week and it's about all kinds of things around, you know, what we do, how we respond. But what in particular interests you about asteroids?
Yeah, so just detecting them and finding them is one thing, but obviously after that we want to take a step further, and that is what we call follow-up characterization. So that's what my research specializes in. So once we detect these asteroids, we use other telescopes, sometimes larger with other capabilities, and we do additional follow-up. So we do either photometric follow-up or spectroscopic follow-up to determine some physical characteristics of these asteroids. So that could be how fast they're rotating, what they're made of, and so forth.
So why would we want to know what they're made of? How is that useful to us if there's an asteroid coming towards us?
Yeah, so what they're made of can determine the damage that they cause, right? Different materials react differently as they pass through the atmosphere. So a certain type of asteroid might burn up completely, whereas another asteroid might not burn up all the way, and some of it might actually impact the Earth. So there could be different damages caused by different types of asteroids. Mm-hmm. Then also there's the effect of what would we do if we wanted to deflect an asteroid, and the physical characteristics might depend on which method works better or worse. So that's why we want to find out more about these asteroids.
Because you did your PhD in laser physics, so isn't that connected with how we might push them out of the way?
That's true. There are many ideas, some exotic ideas, some as simple as just smashing a spacecraft into it. And in fact, the simplest idea is actually the best idea. And NASA did try this, a year or two ago with the DART mission. And so the idea was, we know the physics, right? It's just basic Newtonian physics. If you smash something into something, you transfer momentum. But of course, that physics depends on perfect elastic collisions, and asteroids aren't, you know, the perfect snooker balls that you learn about in a textbook. They have some structure, and so does the spacecraft. And so the idea behind the DART mission was to see what would happen, how much momentum would you actually transfer to an asteroid if you crashed a spacecraft into it. And so that mission was actually very successful. They managed to shift or deflect this test asteroids more than what they thought they would.
Well, Nick, I'm sure people are going to sleep easier at night knowing that there are teams of people like yourself. And this is, you know, people with PhDs in different kinds of science and engineering, and all going to gather in Stellenbosch in early May and going to thrash things out. I'm sure you're looking forward to that conference, Nick.
Yeah, I am. And one thing that's very cool about this conference is they do this simulation. So the conference organizers come up with a hypothetical scenario. So they come up with an asteroid that, let me just make it completely clear, that won't hit the Earth, but they pretend that this asteroid will hit the Earth. And they announce that to the conference participants. And they go through the whole exercise of simulating how the detection would occur, how the characterization, follow-up characterization would occur, and then also the whole policy making and all that stuff combined with that. So I'm quite looking forward to that exercise.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Nick Erasmus from the South African Astronomical Observatory, thank you very much for talking to us about your interests.
It's a pleasure.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.